Blog Talk Radio.
And all access is all inclusive.
We're here with Jay Novacek, Hall of Fame and Triumph. I'm Jay, 1985, Wyoming. You come out here. 1990, you get with the Cowboys. Same year, Emmitt arrives. Obviously, the triplets, quadruplets. I mean, being here, I mean, five Pro Bowls, it's deserving.
You know, we are very blessed. We have some great talent on that team. We worked hard. We worked very hard. And we worked together as a team. You know, and that's why we have three guys in here. They could have done it on any team, but you know, we all help each other, and you know, that's what's awesome about it.
Received the most votes among them.
We support each other. And that's what's great. You know, it's so awesome to see all the other guys here. I haven't seen hardly anybody yet, but you know, there's what's fun about it.
And when you arrive here at Canton, I mean, just the feeling, obviously, that you know, you'd like to see your, you know, hear your announcement speech up there and see your bus.
I don't know if my dog will sit up there very long, so I don't know if I can make it.
And Jay, looking at your teammates, I mean, are you closer with any of them than the rest?
You know, probably of all of them, probably Darrell Johnston, just because we had to do a lot of the same things on the field and know each other's position so well that you know, we became better friends because of that. Troy and I, obviously, the things that we had to do and things like that make you, you know, such close friends and such close connection that you really, it's amazing how everybody, you get to know everyone you're in the locker rooms with and having fun, and you know, that's what football's all about. You know, winning is awesome,
but
those memories, they're more of locker room stuff and having fun with the guys.
Locker room stuff, having fun with the guys. Quick story before we let you go. Is there anything fun to share with one of the guys that are inducted, either Emmitt, Troy, or Mike Orvin? Something that people might not know, maybe it just broke the locker room up and just laughter, where you might tease them today about.
Well, most of the time it's just with Michael and I. He locked it right next to me, and here's a guy, redneck from Nebraska, and a flamboyant guy from Miami that are not supposed to get along. And until he finally got all his stuff out of my locker and put it in his locker where it was supposed to be, then we finally we got along all right after that.
Jay, appreciate your time. Best of luck.
And all access is all inclusive.